How did the family adjust to Julie having diabetes?
Pretty good, actually. Our meal times were fairly rigid. Nowadays it's far more flexible with the pens, of course. But then it had to be fairly rigid because she had to have her food at regular intervals, including snacks and supper, which she didn't always want. And strangely enough, our meal times are, as far as my husband and I are concerned, our meal times are still the same. We tended, of course, to work around school times as well, because obviously my eldest daughter got to get off to school. And it's something we've always done, and we still do. When we sit down for a meal, we sit down together as a family. So that my eldest daughter, if she'd come home from school, we'd have a meal about 5:30 at night. My husband would be home from work, and my eldest daughter would sort of fit in with that. And she was brilliant. There were times when she couldn't if she got something after school. But we did sort of stick pretty rigidly, and strangely enough, and I don't know why, we still do. My daughter doesn't, Julie doesn't. She has hers at all sorts of times because she's now got the pen and she can eat at any time, and she doesn't need the snacks either. And she'll go without a meal even, which that would have horrified me at the time. Yes.
How did you manage to measure these 10 gram lines or rations?
The books that we had would tell you all the, like something like a Mars bar or baked beans. They were proprietary brands. It was a book that I think it was the BDA published. And that told you how many grapes you could have, how many apples. I remember it was 4 ounces an apple, which is a normal size apple, and a small banana. And we also had a set of little dietary scales, which my father got me. He found them, which would weigh very small amounts. So everything was weighed very rigidly. And I don't know whether we needed to be quite that rigid, but we were.
How long did that go on for?
Pretty well until Julie left home. I know she doesn't do it now. She's now, over the years, you do get to know. But of course, if you go out for a meal, you've got absolutely no idea how much carbohydrate's in there. But because things are so much more flexible now, it is easier now, yes.
And how did Julie adjust to these restrictions?
Very well. I keep saying that, don't I? Fortunately, we had never sugared her cereal or her tea or anything like that. So that was a good start because we didn't have to cut out sugar. Sweets, she was very good. We'd been told by the dietitian not to cut them out entirely because she would then rebel. So she just had sweets at weekends. And of course, nowadays, that's what a lot of children have to do anyway, isn't it? Our eldest daughter, Kathy, was very good. She wouldn't eat them in front of her. She maybe have some in her bedroom. And she shared at the weekends the sweets the same. Yeah.
How did Kathy react to her sister having diabetes?
She was fantastic. I'm using that word again. She was 11 at the time. She'd just started secondary school. So she had her own adjustments to make. And we made sure she was included in everything because it was important. And she's a child that was included anyway. I remember her saying that it should have been her because she was older and she thought she could cope better. But I think I've since learned that actually probably at 4 years old you can cope better than if you were 11 years old. Because 11-year-olds have an identity problem, don't they? But at 4 years old, Julie just took it in a stride.